You're listening to the best in rock music, WDEL FM 108.3 on your FM dial. And now it's time for our John Lennon special. And tonight, my very special guest, Mr. Charles Hatchback. How you doing? I think you'd like to be called Chuck, no?
Yes, please.
Alrighty. Welcome back. You were with us last year, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm glad to be back, Pat.
Alright, that's good. That's good. Good news. We definitely welcome you back. And tonight we have a job, Chuck. And that's to pay tribute to John Lennon. And it's really not that easy on this end. You know, it's nice to sit back and listen. But as Chuck, myself, and Joe Cuccino in the control room work all the controls and, you know, work out the songs, it's quite a job, believe me. You should take a visit to a radio station someday and you'll see that it's very, very involved. And Chuck will tell you, right, as you can see.
Yeah, everybody's busy here this evening.
Yeah, the whole crew is running around, and we definitely want to present a special you'll never forget. We definitely want to outdo last year's. Not that last year's was bad, it was good. Oh, it worked out great. But, you know, you always like to take a step higher. Okay. Well, Chuck, we'll cut in now and then and talk. But right now, let's play the song. Well, this song was the beginning for John Lennon of his new career. So here is Starting Over.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. So precious, together we have grown. We have grown, although our love is still special. Let's take
tribute to John Lennon over WDEL FM Montclair 108.3.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again.
Okay, that's our station ID there. You'll be hearing that all through the night. Okay. Which we made special. And we had that same station ID last year. Remember that, Chuck?
Yes, I do. Very interesting.
Joe Cuccino made that station ID special just for John Lennon tribute last year. And it's a nice one. You know, it's a little long, but that's, you know, that's okay. We got plenty of time tonight. And I'll tell you, you know, he did a good job. Okay, what I want to ask you, Chuck, is, well, do you know what year that John Lennon was born?
1940.
Okay, so that would make him, let's see, his shooting was?
December 8th, 1980.
Okay, so that'd make him 40 years old. Okay, well, I'll tell you, that's awful young, and he was really starting over, that's for sure, and that song, first song we played, Starting Over, from Double Fantasy album, his last album that was released, started to tell a story, and, well, too bad it ended like this. Can you tell me your reaction, Chuck? Can you remember a year ago, December 8th?
Yeah, I was lying in bed, I was watching the news, and all of a sudden, you know, they just handed a bulletin saying he got shot. I said, wow, I was shocked. Then wondering later on, in the broadcast, they announced that he died. I was really heartbroken about that. Couldn't get over it.
Well, I'll tell you, I remember when I was watching the TV and it came on, I happened to be watching TV at the time, and they cut right in, and I just couldn't believe it. I'm saying, no, but why? Right away, I thought, my first reaction was, why? Why him? You know, just some crazy people, I guess, alleged crazy people, although it's not alleged anymore. Well, what can I say? All right, let's go back a few years and listen to some early Beatles.
Can't buy me love.
Tribute to John Lennon over WDEL FM Montclair
108.3.
Okay, we're back. Well, John Lennon ID there. Okay, and we're here with Chuck Hashback, Bob Hashback's brother, the weather gentleman that we have on the station, which I believe he has the flu, doesn't he, Chuck?
So I'm in bed, he don't feel too good today.
Maybe he did say he might stop by just to say hello. You know, I've been doing the weather, you know. He's been out for a couple of weeks now. He's pretty sick. Okay. I'll tell you, Chuck, I want to ask you, how did you feel a year later, yesterday? How did you feel? Any, you know?
Felt like it was the first time I heard it. It really hurt.
So, like, you knew that was the day you woke up knowing, and you had it on your mind, say, most of the day, would you say?
Yeah, I took a little time out at work, you know. Took about 5 minutes just to myself.
Okay, very good. Did you do anything special marking the 1 year after his death that day?
I did, like I said before, at work. Took about 5 minutes out just to myself and remember him.
Well, I did get reports that there was a few gatherings at the Dakota and also in Strawberry Fields.
Central Park.
Correct, Central Park. And they named this one Malaria, which I thought was a beautiful tribute, without a doubt. I thought that was really nice, especially Central Park. And I know John would have wanted that. Well, not really. Really, he wouldn't have, to be honest with you, but we're happy that they did go through with that. Okay, we're going to get into some more early Beatles, so stay with us.
Paperback Writer.
Mm. I'm
Tribute to John Lennon over WDEL-FM 108.3 on your FM. John Lennon there with his Clean Up Time, and that's from his Double Fantasy album. And again, I'd like to remind you that we're here with Chuck Hashback, brother of Bob Hashback, who does the weather here. And he was with us last year, and he did our first special, which I believe, if I looked it up, I'll tell you, Chuck, I looked it up in the log, and I believe we did it a day after the shooting. And this year, well, we're one day after the year, so it's like a year for us here, sitting here. That's something. A year went by already. Unbelievable. Well, tell me, Chuck, when did you first discover the Beatles?
About 1969.
1969. And when did you really start liking the Beatles, like, you know, really getting into them?
Oh, probably in my about senior year in high school.
And which it would be?
About 1974.
Okay, 1974. Yes, I'll tell you, I had an older brother, and I remember the Beatles when it came out, and on the Ed Sullivan Show, and, well, too bad it wasn't video then, you know, the videotape, that was something to have. But overall, it was really definitely something seeing them then, and how they started out so small, and now, well, they broke up, but they all went their separate ways, and really all did good. Unbelievable. They really did good. What did you think about the breakup, when the Beatles, you know, broke up, when they did their last album? I believe the year was 1970.
It was. I couldn't believe it. They changed the whole music industry. I was very shocked at it.
What did you think, that was the end of them, and you wouldn't see any of them?
I figured, you know, they all go their own ways, or they all cut their own albums. Most of them did. All of them did, I should say.
That's right. And the funny thing about it, they all, like I said before, they all did very well on their own. Well, was Lennon your favorite when he was with the Beatles?
Yes, he was.
So then he would have been your favorite when he was solo, correct?
Of course.
Yes, they all went solo, and, well, of course, John Lennon took a break for a while, raising his son, Sean, which I believe is 6 years old now, or going to be six. I also believe, very interesting, I believe that his son was born on the same day he was. They both had the same birthday.
They did.
It is unbelievable. That really is something else. And then John started coming back, and of course Ringo Starr and George Harrison were on their own. And John, he took the pause, but he came back with Double Fantasy, which was number eight on the charts, just before he died, and when, on the album chart, this is Double Fantasy. And naturally, after his death, that album shot up to number one, and stayed for 11 weeks, number one. Unbelievable. And also, other Beatle albums
you know, when John was together with the Beatles, they were selling a lot more too. So unbelievable, everybody went. But he was number eight before he even, left us. And that's very high for album chart too, you know. It's got to be out of 100 albums, he's number eight. That's pretty good. So as you can see, he made some comeback, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. He's in the top 10 for a couple of weeks before, like you said, before he died. Then after he died, it went to 11 weeks. And it was hard too, because I went out to drive buy some more Beatle albums, and most of the stores are sold out.
Yes, I did hear that. In fact, I went out. Oh, I would say it was the next day, and it was, I can tell you the exact time. So it must be a year ago tonight that I went out, and it was about maybe 5 o'clock at night. And I was just coming back home from work, from the studio here. And I passed this little record store by Passaic, and he happened to have... not the album, but the 8-track tape. And it was like the last two, you know what I mean? I just got there in time. So he sold out. He says it was unbelievable. He sold out just in that day, because he died, it was at night. The stores were closed. And the next day, you figure most people are working or whatever. Kids are in school. So what was it, 2 hours after school was out, say, that I was in there? Maybe 3 hours, you know? And people, I guess, stopping in on their way home from work. He was sold out. He didn't have the 45 starting over. He didn't have the album, but he did have the 8-track, and he only had maybe one or two others on the shelf, and that was it. So I got there in time to get the 8-track. But I know how that is, and I know that it took a long time for them to get the stock, and then it would go out again, you know, like it really was something else. They really mass-produced some albums, and really sold very, very well. I really don't know how many copies were sold. I do not have that information, but I'd like to know that figure. What do you say?
Yeah, it'd be interesting. See how many copies sold out.
Okay. We'll be back, and we're going to start with some more Beatles a little later, between 1967 and 1970.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Penny Lane, there is a bar showing photographs. Penny Lane.
You're listening to the best in rock music, WDEL FM 108.3 on your FM dial.
Skies. Let's see the sky retire.
tell you, we're having a pretty good time here listening to all these good tunes from the Beatles, early, late, and John Lennon as a solo. I wish I wasn't doing this the way I'm doing it, meaning instead of a tribute, I'd like to have a John Lennon special or a Beatles special, but not a tribute that reminds me of something I really don't want to be reminded about. But still in all, it's nice to hear these songs, and without commercial interruption, it's nice too. I know that. I know everybody likes that. But what would you say, Chuck?
That's good. Fewer commercials keep your listeners happy with all the Beatles and John Lennon.
Yeah, well, I didn't just mean the commercials. I mean, how does it feel to hear all these old songs?
It brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, well, what was your favorite era of the Beatles?
There are a lot of years of the Beatles.
That would be around, say, 67 to 70?
Yeah.
Before the breakup.
Right.
Very good. Yeah, that's about my favorite, too. I mean, I like the early Beatles, don't get me wrong. They really did, I don't know what to the music industry. They really made it come alive, you know, as far
changed
as rock.
It all around.
They sure did. What was your favorite album that the Beatles put out?
The White Album.
The White Album. Yes, excellent album for sure. If someone was to ask me what my favorite album is, I'd tell you, I'd be honest with you. I don't think I can tell you. I like them all. I love them all.
You don't have one in particular?
Not really. Not really. I really don't. That's something. Okay, what type of effect, if any, did the Beatles' music have on you? Say mentally, not physically, obviously. You know, like, did the music have any effect on your thinking or decisions, maybe, or feelings about certain things?
Sure it did. Changed me, you know, it changed me a lot, listening to them, talking about all their things they were going through at the time, you know, with drugs and all that stuff. It really, not that I did any, mind you, but just that I liked the music that was going on at the time and what they were giving to the people.
Well, I didn't say that you did any. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
And, well, can I tell you, my version was, well, this is more Lennon. Beatles, yes, but the Beatles said the same thing.
It was part of the Beatles, though.
Right, but I'm just saying, even on his own, what they brought to me, you know, their point, what I felt they were making was peace throughout the world. Without a doubt, that's what I really grasp from their music. Not every song explains that or tells that tale. But a lot of them do. I think that's... you know what just flashed in my mind is when they were on the Ed Sullivan show. I seen a clipping on TV that showed a little segment of the Beatles on...
I think that was 1964.
Yeah, something like that, right? I'll tell you. It's a long time. It just flashed in my mind, you know? Unbelievable. Okay, we're going to get back to some more music. And we're going to continue with the Beatles here. From between 1967 and 1970.
Have to let it go.
I just had to let it go.
Red Bull, blue.